Last month, a Georgia-based media group with several papers and magazines in Alaska misled readers with a controversial editorial. In a leaked corporate memo, a vice president at Morris Communications told papers it owns, including the Juneau Empire and Peninsula Clarion, to run a pre-written editorial and represent it as a local staff opinion. KSKA Zachariah Hughes is here to explain what happened. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Lori. So here are the basics. Last week, media blogger Jim Romanesco published a leaked corporate email from Morris Communications, which owns two dailies in Alaska, along with weeklies like the Chugiak Eagle River Star, Homer News, and the Alaska Journal of Commerce. The email is about an editorial that the company's CEO instructed local papers to run. This piece is saying that the Obama administration's decision to raise the number of Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. is, quote, a potentially destructive act. Readers of the Juneau Empire or Peninsula Clarion would have seen this editorial on September 24th. And regardless of how you feel about immigration or the conflict in Syria, here's what's fishy about the editorial. Even though it looks like the local editors, neither Juneau or the Peninsula, wrote it, the words are exactly the same. So, Lori, would you read the title of the printout I just handed you?
Sure. It's a piece called Reckless Endangerment. It says it's a Peninsula Clarion editorial.
Yeah. And that same day, the Juneau Empire ran a piece headlined Editorial, Reckless Endangerment. And the first line reads, "Don't tell us America isn't compassionate." So, Lori, would you read the first sentence of the Peninsula Clarion version?
I will. It says, "Don't tell us America isn't compassionate." Exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly the same. So is the rest of the piece. Same overall argument, same numbers, even a lot of the same rhetoric. Let me, in fact, give you some examples. It says the administration's policy is, quote, a step bordering on suicidal, and that these refugees come from a, quote, retrograde culture. And Lori, I mentioned that stuff because it's really strong language, right? Like, these are loaded terms and pretty strong opinions.
Zach, who wrote the corporate memo that gave these very exact instructions to the papers?
The email came from Morris's vice president for audience, Robert Gilbert. He didn't return any of my messages or emails. Nobody did, in fact. I should also add that almost nobody I contacted for this story was able or willing to speak on record, and that includes current and former staff for different Morris publications. It's actually why you and I are talking like this, Lori, because I have basically no tape that I can play for you.
Was there anyone who would go on record?
There was. There was one. Will Morrow, the news editor at the Peninsula Clarion, who told me that this was an extremely rare case, but was fairly straightforward and didn't get much discussion.
The editorial space generally reflects the views of the management and ownership of the paper. And in this case, you know, it came from a little higher up in ownership than our normal local editorials.
Zach, the Morris Group has used local editorial pages to make a political point previously. In 2013, a Morris CEO wrote an op-ed calling for a SetNet ban right as all the company's Alaska-based papers started running a five-part series on salmon stocks. So how is this different?
In that case, the company clearly indicated whose opinion was appearing. The byline said William S. Morris III. With the reckless endangerment piece, the newspaper staff were told to make it look like their opinion, like local newspaper editors believed this. And that's just not the case. These were words and arguments coming from Georgia, not from Kenai or Juneau.
All right. Thanks for helping us understand this, Zach.
Thank you, Lori.